Next on the agenda, I'm going to have Rob Robinson and then the National Election Committee report.
Maybe Programming Committee.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to, the Programming Committee adopted three resolutions that I'm going to read briefly and then ask the PNB to consider adopting. And the emphasis of this has to do with two issues. One of them is that the Pacific Commission, which I think is one of the most, if not the most, cogent documents around non-commercial broadcasting, is very clear that one of the key purposes for this foundation is for the broadcast stations to be self-sustaining. And we've known for some time that not only were we losing audiences, but that as a result of that, our stations are teetering financially, which is why the foundation is teetering financially. But the other concern that we don't hear very much in discussion of the foundation is the focus externally on the public, on our listeners, on our members, and on the people that don't listen but that we would like to. So these resolutions are an attempt to refocus us in those key areas. Resolution number one reads as follows. The development of national programming in concert with local GMs and the network programming coordinator shall be part of the job description of the executive director. The ED will be authorized to pursue foundation and grant funding as a significant revenue source capable of developing local and national programming and production assets. In order to develop new audiences, create wider exposure for local station programming, and encourage audiences beyond local station signal areas to explore local station programming, Pacifica shall develop internet and digital platforms in conjunction with innovative licensing technologies to distribute its program content to worldwide audiences. The NPC shall be responsible for implementing this with the cooperation of general managers, program directors, and programmers. Resolution number two. General managers at all stations will be responsible for developing quantifiable program goals as part of an overall national strategy for audience growth designed specifically to reach listeners who are not currently listening, convert more listeners to members, and reach out to non-renewing and inactive members. In order to achieve such goals, including those requiring changes in programming, all stations will develop objective measures to assess mission fulfillment, review program schedules, and evaluate individual programs. These processes and procedures will be developed in consultation with the network programming coordinator. Public concerns and the needs of non-listeners, listeners, and members shall be included in these review and evaluation processes. Local stations are encouraged to allocate budgetary and staffing resources to improving the production of existing programs in order to reach larger, more diverse audiences and develop new programming capable of reaching new listeners with new voices. Plans for reaching these agreed-upon goals should include, but are not limited to, increasing stations' presence during and coverage of local events, cross-promoting programs with other local nonprofit media, taking advantage of grants available from community foundations, governmental entities, and private foundations, working with nonprofit organizations to enhance and promote their local programming, and encouraging programmers to place articles about their programming in free media, including online outlets. These goals and measures, together with plans for reaching the goals, will be submitted in writing to the Programming Committee by the GMs no later than December 31, 2008, and presented to the PNB at its January 2009 meeting. And the third resolution is as follows. The National Program Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups. The PNB's Programming Committee members for the balance of this calendar year will seek ways to work in consultation with the Network Programming Coordinator, LSB program councils and program committees, and with general managers, program directors, the network programming coordinator, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement programming policies, goals, and plans. Members of the board, for some time we have been discussing attempts to adopt goals and policies and set parameters that would enable us to be accountable for the programming that we produce. And these resolutions are simply ways of focusing on the elements that already appear in the programming policy that this body adopted in October of 2006. Thank you very much.
We lost our head.
All the chairs gone.
Is there any discussion on Rob's report? Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rob, and really thanks to the terrific work of the entire committee. Due to my programming schedule, of on-air schedule, and also personal crises due to illness and death, et cetera, I did miss a few meetings. And Rob, I think these resolutions, as they have been put forward, are definitely very, very useful, and hopefully the board can move on this. I had just a couple of things that I think are friendly to this. The majority of programmers throughout Pacifica are unpaid programmers, and I think that they're, you know, often if it's not mentioned, paid and unpaid, we're finding increasingly given the low level of support right now for unpaid staff, that we really have to continue to underscore it, and perhaps that language could be included somewhere, including in the development of national programming, to include paid and unpaid staff, because obviously there's the tendency to go necessarily with the names that are more known, or the staff members that are doing strip programming or whatever, and unpaid staff are, you know, not necessarily included in it. I also think in number one, we would need to have, to make a slight edit given some of the issues that we discussed yesterday. So maybe that can't be resolved here in relation to who should be involved in the development of national programming. Or maybe, Rob, you could find a way to kind of address that particular concern. So that would be one proposal in there. I was also wondering, in development of national programming in concert with the GMs, et cetera, that the PDs are not, included there. Yeah. And it seems to me as though program directors, should, along with the GMs and other people, play a role in that as well. So those were two, amendments I wanted to offer, development of national programming that would include paid and unpaid staff in concert with local GMs, PDs, and with the appropriate people. Maybe we should replace, say, with the appropriate people in the national office, shall be part of the job description of the executive director, given some of yesterday's discussions. The second comment that I wanted to make, which is similar in reason for mentioning the paid and unpaid staff, is that when we talk about audience growth, we have to make sure that communities that are most disenfranchised, black and brown communities, are also somehow underscored. Because my experience of living in this country, in fact, indeed in this world, is that if that is not mentioned or underscored in some way, that often it is overlooked or ignored. So it's not to exclude any other communities, but if we could say, for example, under number two, developing national strategy for audience growth, if we could add something like "in particular, but not only." I think, Rob, I'm sure you're in agreement with that, and that probably just, you know what I mean? So that everybody, is basically included in that. We don't neglect that, because my fear is that we do need to reach, build our audience, and to reach audience who can make contributions, who could write those $500 checks, or who could write those $1,000 or $5,000 checks. But there are also a lot of people, in particular in black and brown and other working class communities, immigrant communities, that we also have to consider as we develop programming and as we do outreach, and not only go for the money. We want to go for the money, but we also want to make sure that those communities are included. So I would hate to see us pass any resolutions in relation to our programming that does that is not specifically included. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Ambrose. Oh, right. Sorry. There was one other thing, which is where it says encouraging programmers to place articles about their programming in free media. I would say encouraging and supporting. You know, as unpaid programmers, we really do have a beef about the lack of support that we get, you know, in the stations. We don't have, you know, producers. We don't have other things that paid programmers have.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane. And then Bonnie Simmons.
Marion Barry was just reelected again just this past week. And I've tried to get the point across to this board why he is and will always be reelected. When he first came into office, he promised that the young people of that city would be guaranteed a job every summer. He kept that promise. And therefore, he now has great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, and all kinds of relatives who support everything he does. Why is that? It's because he kept the word to their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Let me tell you what our bylaws, or our nonprofit articles of incorporation provide for it, and how we have missed the boat. I've said this now for the past 3 years. And neither board seemed to understand. I'm going to try it for the last time. Our articles of incorporation provide that in radio broadcasting operations, we are to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. I submit to you that if Pacifica had done what these articles of incorporation provide, we wouldn't have to worry about support. We wouldn't have to worry about financing. We wouldn't have to worry about the number of people that support us, because they would never forget what we did for their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. And we missed the boat. We're still missing the boat. All of the amateur hours now on television that have been so highly successful have picked up on it. And as a result, every year we have all of these amateurs on national television. We could have done that years ago, and we would have had the total support in all of our areas of parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and other relatives. We wouldn't have to worry about the income. If we'd ask for the income, they would provide it, because we have provided an outlet for their children, their grandchildren, and their relatives. And I would suggest, last time I want to do it, I would suggest that the programming committee take a serious look at how we can implement these articles of incorporation. Because if you do, we will never again have to worry about talking about bankruptcy. And about whether or not we're going to be able to get financing, or whether or not we're going to have support, and whether or not we've got enough people supporting and listening to our stations. If we just give what the original creators of these articles of incorporation told us we are to do. There were three radio things that we were to do. That was number one. We haven't implemented that. And I think that's a major failure that has created for us a serious problem, and we just seem not to get it.
Thank you, Ambrose. Bonnie Simmons.
I think I will move that we return this to the programming committee. many of the things that Margaret had to just say in mind. I think that there are changes needed in here due to some of the conversations that we've had in the past 3 days. I definitely agree to the addition in many places of the program directors. I am a bit concerned with number two. Don't we need to go through the national office to the managers? This just seems that it's kind of skipped a step here in asking that the GMs report directly to the programming committee.
No, it would have to go through the executive director.
I'm not sure that I see that that's the way this has been written. So maybe it would make sense to return it to the programming committee for a bit more consideration. That's a motion.
Do I hear a second to that motion? Margaret has seconded to that motion. The motion is to return this return the proposal before the board from the programming committee back to the programming committee to refine some of the elements further and incorporate the comments made by PMB member Margaret and by PMB member Ambrose Lane. Is there discussion? Okay, Kathy.
I just would like to amend that motion that the chair of the programming committee incorporate these changes because they are very minor to the full presentation, and that everyone have a chance to have the benefit of reading them and perhaps making a comment and then resubmitting it for a vote at the next meeting.
She didn't. She made it an amendment. Do you second that as an amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So on the amended motion, I saw Fia's hand and Doc's hand. I don't know if you want to talk to the amended the motion as amended.
I made a motion to refer.
Point of order. Is there a motion to refer on the table?
I made a motion to refer to back to the programming committee to correct these things. Now it's being amended.
Yeah. So
it was second. So I support the amendment.
Okay. And then Doc, did you want to talk to the amendment?
Not really.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I my impression about these reports is that the protocol has been for a report to be submitted by the chair, and if anyone on the committee has anything to add, to submit a minority report. Is there any reason why that is not being followed? I assume the committee looked at this report and is submitting it, and now there's an addition to it.
If I might speak to that.
I don't know why it has to go back, and usually they're just minority reports come in following the major chair.
Okay, I have Yosh and Bonnie. Yosh, Bonnie. Oh, I'm sorry. AC, you were on the other stack. Do you want to be on this stack for? Okay, thank you. Yosh, Bonnie, AC. Grace.
I think I'll pass to Bonnie because I wanted to call the question.
Okay. Bonnie?
Yeah, AC, I just wanted
Grace.
To respond to that. The meeting in which these were passed, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there, but the meeting in which these were passed was the night before we left to come to Washington. So none of us would have had any chance to respond with any kind of minority report.
Okay. AC?
But I think that there's significant importance to the motion that the suggestion that Ambrose made, because it takes us back to the governing principles of this organization. And I think I'm sure that the chair is going to adopt that in any case. But I hope that that we really, really consider that question, because it goes to the heart of what we are incorporated in driven to do.
Grace, thank you.
I wanted to say
that I think this is excellent work on the part of the programming committee. I think we really need to place this as a very high priority for our management, as I stated earlier, and very good. I mean, if possible in the future, I wouldn't ask that this be altered currently. But in the future, we need to work out ways that this can be implemented, because we've had trouble implementing this type of thing in the past, and we need to concentrate, spend some time concentrating on implementation of excellent motions such as this.
Thank you, Grace. Yosh?
Yes, I call the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there? Okay. So the question has been called. The question is that this be referred to committee to incorporate the comments of the PNB members and then report back to the PNB make another motion to the PNB after having incorporated those suggestions. What?
The amendment to that.
And
first.
What was the amendment? That was
that it would be at the next meeting.
That it return to the
at the next meeting, at the meeting on Sunday, the 30th? Okay. Okay, great. So, is there any objection to ending debate?
Does that mean that others will get to, like, send them comments?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then I don't
know. Okay. Is there any objection to ending debate? Seeing none, is there any objection, then, to approving this motion to send the matter back to the programming committee for further enhancements?
No, that's not the amendment. What? The amendment is that the chair of the programming committee will come with chair of the programming committee. Correct me if I'm wrong. Chair of the programming committee would work on this over the next few days, incorporating. I guess we'll do it by email. Maybe getting some comment from other members of the board and programming committee, incorporating some changes, and then bringing it back to us next Sunday at the meeting, the telephone meeting that we've scheduled.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? No. Seeing none, that motion is passed unanimously. We have two more committee reports. One is from the coordinating committee, which had a motion, and one is from the election committee, which may be brief because I think the chair of that committee did not realize that we would have time for a full report.